One of the things that I learned from one of my great mentors, Abraham Maslow, many, many years ago as a doctoral student, is that when someone comes to you and they're looking for help of any kind, never place more than a few moments' attention on the problem. Because if your thoughts are always on and what you're talking about is always on what is wrong and what the problem is, you will become an enabler to that person to continue to manifest more of what is wrong and the problem in their life. And that highly functioning people, self-actualizing people that Maslow called them, were people who didn't think about what is, not even what is. And just notice in your life, as you think about this principle above having a mind that is open to everything, think about how many people you run into every day whose thoughts are on the circumstances of their life and who talk about the circumstances of their life. This is what's wrong. This is what I don't have. This is something that I can't seem to get right. I keep having the wrong thing show up. We don't have any money. We don't have the right friends. I don't like the way my spouse treats me. My children are always this. Whatever, it's this endless inventory of things that people's minds are occupied with that are on what is. And if you want to know about self-actualization, you have to learn how to take your thoughts off of what is and onto what you intend to manifest with passion. You have to make that shift so that every time you are having a thought that is based upon the circumstances of your life, what always has been, what used to be, or whatever, you shift it. And you make the picture in your mind shift onto something that you intend to create or manifest into your life. So having a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing is a mind. This came from a man who wrote back in the 10th century in the dialogues of Tilopa and his discourses. And he was a Vedantic scholar who lived in India over 1,000 years ago. And he suggested then in those discourses that a mind that is open to everything is one that has the potential for attracting everything into its life. And a person who doesn't have a mind that is open to everything will attract exactly what it is that they have their attention on. So one of the things that we have to do to create a mind that is open to everything is to look at what it is that we believe is not possible. And then, if you will, rewrite your agreement with reality. Literally rewrite it. And have it shift. And I want to tell you a couple of stories, but before I do and give some examples of this, I'd like to read something that was sent to me a few years ago, and I have never been able to get this story out of my mind. It's called, "Can I Have Your Attention, Please?" A young and successful executive was traveling down a neighborhood street, going a bit too fast in his brand new Jaguar. He was watching for kids darting out from between parked cars and slowed down when he thought he saw something. As his car passed, no children appeared. Instead, a brick smashed into the Jag's side door. He slammed on his brakes, jumped out of the car, and ran back to the spot where the brick had been thrown. Grabbing some kid, he pushed him up against a parked car, asking, "What was that all about, and who are you? Just what the heck are you doing?" And building up a head of steam, he went on, "That's a brand new car, and that brick you threw is going to cost a lot of money. Why did you do that?" "Please, mister, please, I'm sorry. I didn't know what else to do," pleaded the youngster. "I threw the brick because no one else would stop." Tears were dripping down the boy's chin as he pointed around the parked car. "It's my brother," he said. "He's rolled off the curb and fell out of his wheelchair, and I can't lift him up." Sobbing, the boy asked the executive, "Would you please help me get him back into his wheelchair? He's hurt, and he's too heavy for me." Moved beyond words, the driver tried to swallow the rapidly welling lump in his throat. He lifted the young man back into the wheelchair and took out his handkerchief and wiped the scrapes and cuts, checking to see that everything was going to be okay. "Thank you," the grateful child said to him. The man then watched the little boy push his brother down the sidewalk toward the home. It was a long walk back to his Jaguar, a long, slow walk. He never did repair the side door. He kept the dent to remind him not to go through life so fast that someone has to throw a brick to get your attention.